And this is VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. If you're looking for a job, the IBM plant in Essex could be looking for you. Tomorrow, the Vermont Department of Labor is holding a job fair in Burlington for IBM. The company is hiring for about 100 positions, which will later be transferred over to Global Foundries. That's the company that's set to take over IBM's chip-making division once the deal is finalized. But exactly how long will those jobs stay in Vermont? Well, we're joined by Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin to talk about the job fair and the business climate here. Governor, welcome back to VPR.
Thanks for having me on.
So first off, tell us exactly what kind of jobs are we talking about here at IBM?
Well, many of these are entry-level jobs, and they have two shifts, day shift and night shift. The good news is that they're hiring at least 100 folks at good wages, and you don't need to have a college degree to get these jobs. So this jobs fair is at the Sheraton from noon to 6 tomorrow. I will be there as well, greeting folks. But really, it's an opportunity to work for a chip manufacturing company that is under Global Foundries leadership, assuming that the sale is approved, committed to being the chip maker of the world.
And we know that Global Foundries plans to keep things running at the Essex plant at least for 4 or 5 years, as a senior vice president said this fall. Have you received any assurances from the company that these jobs they're hiring for now are still going to be there 10 years down the road?
Well, this is what we know. I mean, no company can tell you they're going to be there 10 years down the road, IBM, Global Foundries, or anybody else in this particular economic environment. So the concern for every governor, including me, has been Vermont's biggest private employer. What happens? How do we make this work for Vermont? And I think that Global Foundries is the perfect outcome for us because they're really committed to chip making. Those chips are in virtually every smartphone that you pick up. Sometimes there's 8 or 9 of them all over the world. It's a growing market. The reason they're hiring is because there's a lot of demand, and Global Foundries is committed to being number one in this business. So it's good news for Vermont that we have a company who really wants to be innovative about making chips, and I think our future is a bright one.
But given those concerns you mentioned, Governor, what kind of conversations are you having now with Global Foundries executives to try and make sure that they stay in Vermont?
Let me be clear. I am no more concerned about Global Foundries staying in Vermont than any other business. All of my conversations with the CEO to everyone on down have indicated that they're committed to Vermont. So I really am confident that this is a great transition for Vermont from an employer that's been good to the state for many, many years to an employer that's going to be good to this state for many, many years.
It does get to a larger question about how small states can compete with bigger states. New York, for example, has invested about $1.5 billion in a Global Foundries plant over there. Last I checked, Vermont had just a few million dollars at its disposal. How do we compete against a situation like that just across the lake?
By continuing to have early child education to higher education, moving more first-generation kids beyond high school so that they're trained to do these jobs. Listen, why do we beat ourselves so heavily on all that we do wrong when we're doing a lot right? And the evidence is in the numbers. There are lots of states in America that would kill to have the 6th lowest unemployment rate in the country. There are a lot of states in this country who would love to have our quality of life. And let's push forward with what we're doing because it's working for us, which is why our employers are having jobs fairs in collaboration with the Department of Labor, and why our employers are saying, please find us more employees to do the work we have.
Nonetheless, Governor, some lawmakers have criticized Vermont's business climate as being too restrictive with regulations, too expensive with taxes. Do you think the state needs to loosen regulations and or lower taxes in order to hook big companies like Global Foundries and keep them on the line here?
I think that our veggie program and our tax incentives, the beauty about the way we do it in Vermont is they've won awards for actually attracting jobs and putting tax dollars into places where they actually get results and grow jobs. And it's been good for us. Many of the states just, you know, put together these tax incentives that never really result in job growth. And the point is, if you want a job, we've got it in Vermont. We need not only everyone in Vermont in the workforce, when you get down to 3.8%, you know, you don't have a big pool to hire from, but we need folks from out of state coming in to help do the work that we've got.
We've been talking with Governor Peter Shumlin about some new job openings at the IBM plant in Essex and also about the state's business climate. Governor, thanks for making the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. Show up at the jobs fair. We'd love to see you.